Three young men are this year's recipients of the Margaret Moody Scholarship Fund, administered by the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD. The awardees, Dylan Smith, Ian Smith, and Shamar Bennett, who have varying forms of disabilities, were selected from a competitive group of 13 applicants. Margaret Moody, who was a nurse at the University Hospital of the West Indies, bequeathed over $500,000 to the community of disabled persons upon her death in August of 1985, and some years later it was handed over to the JCPD. Executive Director at the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says since 2009, the fund has been used solely for scholarships to students attending tertiary-level institutions.
Now, from the $500,000+ that was put into this fund, it grew to $14 million in 2003. Over the period, well, since then, there is always a committee of the then National Advisory Board on Disabilities that managed the funds, ensure that the scholarships were given to each year, and the awardees were carried to the end of their time in school, which is usually between 2 to 4 years.
Award recipients are expected to maintain a 3.0 grade point average, or B average, throughout their tenure in school. The scholarships are awarded for a maximum of 4 years, and recipients must volunteer at an organization, including those serving persons with disabilities. They are expected to give 40 hours of volunteer work, and 20 of those hours must be given to the community of persons with disabilities. Mrs. Hendricks says the desired impact is for disabled persons to continue on to higher education so as to foster effective integration in the employment sector. Scholarship recipients had to be fully registered with the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, pursuing a diploma, associate degree, or bachelor's degree, and must have received an acceptance letter from the institution.
And there is a particular form that they must complete, which is available at the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities between May and July of each year. There is also an essay that is attached to the application of no more than 500 words to include their own biographical data. The reason for the request, in terms of the financial assistance and the course of study that they are pursuing, the reason they are pursuing this and the impact they hope that it will have.
Malvia Smith, mother of scholarship recipient Dylan Smith, says her son, who suffers from severe nearsightedness, is friendly and outspoken and enjoys playing cricket. The family, which hails from Thornton St. Thomas, is grateful for the scholarship.
You know, so I was not here on the road. I want to come and see him jumping up and reach out and hug me up and say, Mommy, I'll win this scholarship, you know. Well, it helped him good, you know, because if it was not this scholarship, I want to start the school.
Scholarship recipient Dylan Smith says his disability forces him to carry objects and documents very close to his face for clarity. He found out about the scholarship from the Jamaica Society for the Blind. He shares that after applying, he tried to remain optimistic despite some doubt.
My mama is telling me to try, and make me give up, so forth. So I just do that. And then before I know that, it's hard for me to try something that they say it's not going to work. It's not going to be enough. It means they will get nothing. Trying something means they have a chance of being successful.
Dylan, a student at the Caribbean Maritime Institute, is studying logistics and supply chain management. He's eager to give back to his country.
I want to do something in management. Human resource, sales manager, purchasing manager. I want to help manage goods and supply so that I can help my country economically grow.
The Margaret Moody Scholarship Fund is intended to provide financial support for persons with disabilities to access tertiary-level education and courses for specialist qualification. It is also intended to encourage academic excellence within the community of persons with disabilities and to increase their intellectual and vocational capacities. Since 2013, 8 persons have received scholarships valued at $125,000 per year. But for 2016, the value of the scholarships increased to $150,000. Grants were also given at a value of $80,000 each.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.